Show.
From Hollywood, California, nearing the end of our Meltdown Comics run. It's sad, and yet it might be the beginning of a whole new thing. Nonetheless, Harmontown is now in session. Filling in for Spencer Crittenden and Rob Schraub. Fix your tablecloth. Let's bring out our mayor, shall we, Dan Harmon?
Are you all right? I just murdered a guy's toes. I think it's our protest mentor, isn't it? Weren't we talking to you about protesting? And then I never protested anything ever again. Now I'm spitting all over you. It's vodka. Bad start. Take charge, Harmon. Fuck you, people. Don't show weakness. What is this? I want to see in the back.
Wait, are these new glasses you're wearing?
They're one of two pairs of glasses I got. The kids.
Those look like new glasses, Dan.
A lot of you guys. Some of you don't need glasses. A lot of you do. You're 25, I always assume. I imagine a massive, like, disproportionate.
I'm 46.
Spencer can't make it. Okay. Could I just have an empty chair? I don't know. It feels wrong. Fuck. Who's in my living room right now? Oh. Okay, fine. Now you know the backstory.
I'm just outside the window.
A lot of you are just straight up myopic or something, like you have bad eyes. You were born with them. We've been tampering with evolution for a while. I mean, what does your eyesight do to get you non-reproductively viable in the First World Empire? I mean, which has been raging for long enough to spread a lot of bad eyesight. How did you know when a caveman's eyes went bad? Cavemen didn't live till past 20 anyway. What I'm saying is, my audience, like, you're probably born with bad eyes. You're Harmon fans. 2020, solid gold carat, night vision, fucking, like, see-through walls all the time. I have what's called astigmatism. My eyeballs aren't perfectly round. Whoop-de-doo. So the next time you're telling me white privilege, fuck you. There's some shit you gotta deal with. My eyeballs are not perfectly round. Apparently that means, as I get older, now I'm 44, so as I get older now, my vision is getting worse from both ends. So I'm not blowing anyone's mind with this. It's just frustrating. It's like a Louis C.K. bit or something. You just have this conversation with an optometrist. You just go like, so what are you saying? They go like, look at this, now look at that with the lenses. And they go, okay, so here's the thing. The reason your phone's blurry is because you can't see some stuff up close. The reason the sign's blurry far away is because some stuff really far away. So you want two
bad
pairs of glasses?
Sight.
What? Excuse me, what?
Bad eyesight.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds like you're talking about some bad eyesight.
What's amazing, you guys, no spoilers, but this is all an elaborate MeUndies ad.
So I'm wearing, I decided, I don't know why, I got two pairs of glasses. One's for reading, so I can look at my phone. These are for literally the purpose of these is so that I can read to Cody, when she's taking her contacts out, the Forensic Files summaries on the TV. That's the only use that these have, but I've been wearing them around because I'm told by some people, like, well, you're supposed to wear them so that your eyes adjust. I don't want my eye, I hate it. They're like $300 frames. They're Johnny Varvatos. I thought they...
Johnny Varvatos?
The very one.
Is he out?
He
did he fucking make bail?
Hey, Johnny!
I think.
Hey, Johnny, man! Hey, Johnny!
I think he's the last Ramon, right?
Hey! Hey, Johnny! Johnny, my man, Johnny! Want an apple? Hey, Johnny! Come over and get some apples, Johnny! Johnny, free apples for Johnny Vivato! Everybody!
Wait, all right. Well,
where's our special glasses? Why are you drinking from the red?
I
solo
put them
cup?
On my shirt because I don't no, need them.
No, no, no. Your red, your solo cup, your Jane Cook glasses.
Oh, those glasses. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, where were those?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe they were stolen. Start a Kickstarter. I don't know. I don't know where they are.
We'll find out.
They're oh, sealed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're being scuttled out.
A lot of fuck ups. That's why we're leaving. We're gonna for the next couple of weeks. We are gonna. It's not tonight. There's nothing special tonight. But I'm sorry. I keep spitting. I'm sorry. There's the gobs of spit. I gotta.
They don't sit there because they don't want to get spit on. They
well,
know this.
But it's not. It's but it's. They don't know. Okay. Here's. I don't want to derail the show. But if anybody has like a small pair of scissors. We've done this before. We did it in San Francisco. Honestly,
we just want to do a small tracheotomy.
Just the walrus hairs well, coming out. If I don't,
could Paul, the whip guy in the front row, can you whip his mustache hairs off?
No, don't do that. Anybody?
Does anybody have mustache scissors on them?
Got my ears and nose waxed today.
Because it's gonna keep happening otherwise. Because I drink and then it. These are that won't work.
Any takers?
All right, or a straw,
or a match,
a straw,
a match,
a knife. All right, well let's keep the show rolling. Let's keep it rolling. What am I? All right, so I want to. What happened with United Airlines today? Something happened where there was like a family that was barred from getting on. All I know is I saw Twitter light up, and the end result of what I saw was it seemed like American parents were divided down the middle on how old their daughters should be before they could be regarded as too hot to get on a plane.
What?
No, it was... I
saw a headline that said two women were not allowed on because of leggings.
But it was like... employee, they were past passengers, which meant that they were employees of United. Like they were flying for free because they were friends of the company or something. So it was a more archaic dress code that they employ. They have a higher standard for friends of the airline that get on the plane. But it's like it just called everybody's attention to like this weird archaic thing. Like in this random incident, really, you're talking about probably a short fuse blown by somebody who was just like. Like, hey, what? Close your legs, Missy. I mean, if we haven't seen disgusting shit on an airplane by now, what country are we living in? Like,
Gerard Depardieu peed in first class.
He's
not in Guantanamo right now.
I would like to open the books about what's allowed on an airplane as far as like fashion is concerned and things like that. But I don't want to. Like, maybe your feet are really tired. I don't want to tell one gross person don't take off your shoes because even though I don't want to look at your feet at the same time. I don't know, airplanes are a hard place to be. Some lady put her feet on your head. One thing's for sure, we don't all look like a Mormon choir when we get on the plane. Like we're fucking like everybody puts on their sweatpants and yoga pants and hats and leg braces and I transform into a pickup.
Are you Ironhide?
I'm part of a larger set of toys that you can only get at Christmas. It's like $35 for it. There's me and there's a helicopter and we all attach to the airplane. It's not cool like Voltron. It doesn't turn into a robot, but it turns into a big, giant, clunky airplane that has a pickup truck on the top. My parents are divorced. It's a bad Christmas. This is just 80s humor. Just all right, let's bring up Brandon Johnson.
Yay!
If you need a suit, come to Johnny Barbados. Get your suit down here at Johnny Barbados. Johnny Barbados!
Free apples.
But there are a lot of people in my Twitter feed, there are people arguing. They're going like, but she was 10 years old. That's not a teenager, but it was like the original thing. And then there were people posting. I saw a guy post a picture of his 10-year-old daughter going, here's my 10-year-old daughter in leggings. Is that obscene? And I was like, all right, slow down. Creepy Uncle Mark, that's not your daughter. It's just like it was just like the sound of permission like rang out to a certain demo, and like they say, hey, well, what if they're 10 years old and they're too sexy for leggings? Then whoa!
Yeah, you know, in America, we're sort of like, would I fuck it? But I don't care.
But it's kind of like.
And obviously, you would not fuck that joke. That joke is ugly.
But there is that really weird thing, like my.
If you put that joke in some leggings, though.
My one of my favorite non-pornographic little areas I visit on YouTube, Legs Lavish, which is hosiery reviews for and by women.
I'm sure it is.
I don't think a lot of their audience is women. But it's like, it's not, I mean, it's, you have to have an extreme leg, foot, and specifically in hosiery fetish. Like, they're not, it's not, the rules of pornography are really weird. Famously, they're totally subjective. And like, YouTube pulled, they pulled the, somebody, also, it's just about what, who complains about what. Like, all of a sudden, one day, Legs Lavish was, like, shut down because somebody was like, I just think that's a really funny thing to be simultaneously on the side of purity and basically confessing that you recognize something as sexual.
It's its own kink.
Whoever smelt it dealt it should definitely apply to pornography. Well, because the Supreme Court judge that famously said, he said, I don't know pornography, I don't know, but I know what I know it when I see it. Yeah. And that's a fair enough, that's probably the most judicial thing you could say when you're policing something like pornography.
Well, that was the famous case of smelt it versus dealt it.
Well, isn't that where the Dalmatian video from
the guy, well, the
he
community
got shut down because of the same thing?
And it wasn't because of us, I don't think.
No.
It wasn't because we drew attention to it. It was shut down before that.
Legs Lavish?
It's hosiery reviews for women by women.
Are the legs?
The legs are lavished in hosiery, which they can be. They're British.
Are the legs lavishing things? That's a weird, like.
No, their legs are being lavished with high quality hosiery.
It should be called.
And they're telling you whether or not you should buy them.
Legs.
Harmon used to write for a pimp site. His legs are lavished with hosiery.
I didn't.
Accoutrement, if you will.
I subscribe to Brandon's porn site called Upscale Nation of Islam.
For the ladies.
Why just have one small clip on bow tie? Why not have better bow ties?
We call it bean pies made by these thighs. All your Muslim needs. Are you out there trying to stop the man, but you don't want to get arrested? This tasteful librarian from the 30s will teach you how.
Yes, I ain't down for this shit, but I also might work at Brooks Brothers.
That's right. We can't always be like, you know, British rock cool. Some of us. It's true. That's a compliment, goddammit. Man, y'all look tricky tonight. I knew this bow tie was a failure.
But it's one of those rare nights where you and I are both dressed up. Sometimes it's usually one or the other.
Yeah, I usually wear an orange suit. Jumpsuit, big, you know, big footies.
Yeah, I see you picking up trash in that 101.
But you are always stellarly dressed. Round of applause for Jeff Davis. That's what you do right before you put somebody down.
Yeah, that's right. Because queers need love. That was like a classic roast setup. Back when it was funny to be queer and. You can order the roast videos on there. Another thing that's been phased out that you kids should be grateful for, but sometimes at the drawing room you take a little trip back in time socially. I was told I was a lucky guy today because I was with my girlfriend, which, you know, and that the millennials may not hear you're a lucky guy as much because it seems... Cause it means I want to fuck your girlfriend in front of you. And you're too ugly to fuck her. Congratulations on the acquisition of something out of your league. It kind of just offends everybody except possibly, hypothetically, a woman with incredibly low self-esteem who might be standing there being told that the man she's currently fucking is luckier than the man who's saying to the other man in front of her, I'd like to fuck her.
What was your response?
Thank you. She's quite, she's, she has her moments. Yeah. Every day of my life is the first 8 minutes of a horror movie set in the Appalachians. I just don't want anyone to eat me or beat me up. Just want directions to the next gas station so I can keep that movie from crossing the threshold. You're a lucky guy. Thank you, sir. Another drink, please. Just keep making TV. They won't eat you.
I am
a lucky guy. I am a fucking lucky guy. Yeah. Like, you'd have to be less lucky than me to be offended quickly enough to be a gentleman and go, excuse me, sir. I mean, who's going to take somebody to school? I mean, he was 70.
You're doing the cold open to Get Out right now, by the way.
Well, I don't know. I'm the only person that hasn't seen Get Out yet. I want to start like a little group.
You got to
They hate you for not having seen it. They're actually mad that you haven't seen it.
But my screener from Moonlight came and I watched it right away.
You will watch a man jerk off another man.
Spoiler.
But you will not watch a man escape to freedom.
He's got you. He got you there.
Because there's no screener.
He got you there.
Whatever, man.
He's right.
Enjoy your privilege.
Yep.
Enjoy your privilege.
Yep.
I will say, Moonlight, definitely, like, wait, what won Best Director? I don't know. La La Land. See, that's the thing. That's mixed up. I didn't see La La Land. I'm white enough. Like, I don't know why. I've seen the art for it, and I just know, like, that's gonna make me golf. Like, I don't need that in my life. I'm still trying to get Moulin Rouge out of my ear. I thought that Moonlight was brilliantly directed. I don't know from La La Land. I don't know if it, I guess it's maybe it's hard to direct people going la-las and stuff. But I thought, I mean, it is definitely this was directed well. Kind of screams off of Moonlight. I have a pet peeve about slice of life movies because I guess I work so hard all day trying to figure out what should happen next, and then when shit just kind of lays out and you leave the movie going, that was well directed. There's a part of me, the writer part of me, is like, you better not give the best picture.
Yeah.
Because it takes more. You're going to do that. Plus, you also have to have it. But it was like, so the patience and the, you know, where the camera was. And also, like, the more, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to tell you why Moonlight was good. What the fuck am I doing? I was impressed, though. They're like it kind of it passed like this incredible litmus test because I like hit the wrong button, and I think my dog sitter might have put Moonlight in the Blu-ray player. I was like half drunk, and like I hit a button and Moonlight started playing. I had no idea what the fuck it was. And I like had one sock on and was like,
accidentally watched Moonlight.
Yeah, like, right. And 7 minutes in, I was like, I think this is Moonlight.
he accidentally watched Moonlight because his dog sitter might have put it in there.
What's it gonna take to get him to see Get Out?
I don't get that reference, but I'm sure something terrible happened. I gotta drink a bowl of cum. The way horror movies have been going, there's like one moment in every horror movie where it's like, there's always a thing.
There's always a bowl of cum.
Did you see? Don't breathe. Don't breathe. It has a bowl of cum in it. Spoilers.
Wait. They can't breathe because they have a mouthful of cum.
It's not why they can't.
I can't breathe.
They can't breathe because
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Hey, sir. You can breathe.
I can't breathe.
I also didn't ask you to drink that bowl of cum.
I'm almost finished.
That was for my guests.
We're supposed to be here robbing a blind man. Why did you bring a bowl of cum? You can breathe.
Well, now I feel stupid.
Let's go rob that blind guy's house. Don't you think? I've heard blind people can hear better. Well, you know what makes you real quiet? No. Open that cooler in the back seat. What are these? Are these three bowls of what looks like coconut milk and what smells like paper mache?
Yeah, that's what it is. Tastes like pineapple. Oh.
I feel so racist because I'm picturing little Asian bowls on like beautiful ice, like a seafood buffet.
Because it's, are you saying you, that's racist because you're imagining that white people come in smaller portions? And you're picturing...
No. Let's settle this right now.
Like, I'm racist. I'm picturing like these
right
little
now.
Bowls.
It was the bowls. It was the little Asian bowls.
That doesn't make you racist. That makes you art department.
Yeah.
And that makes you homophobic. When wow. I was a kid, I had a friend named Kent who, he was a white dude, and he was a freaky ass white dude, and we were all jumping up on the mattresses, and he was like, let's get naked. So we get naked. We get naked, and he's like, spread your ass cheeks. I've never seen inside a black dude's butt.
What?
At which point, don't act like this hasn't happened to all of us. So at which point...
Hey, Brandon, Dan hasn't seen Get Out yet, so...
Oh. Spoiler alert. I feel like I'm not even going to finish my story now. I'm just going to leave you motherfuckers
there. No. Finish the story.
I'm going to walk you back. What? How old are you at this point?
I was 18. No, I was... I had to be... I was about five. I was about 5 years old. So I do my duty. You know, I'm doing the right thing. I'm a gentleman's. I spreads my butt cheeks.
Yes.
So I go, motherfucker, your turn. Your turn. So he spread his butt cheeks and he had toilet tissue stuck. And I thought, don't be grossed out yet.
Hold your
roll.
So
I thought, oh my God, if brown people poop brown, white people must poop white. Just like the plot of Get Out.
So you thought he had white poop stuck in his white butt?
What else was I supposed to think?
I mean, look, the story...
Just like hearing you say, white poop stuck in his white butt. Like, it's like something Fred Sanford would say to somebody to kick him out. Hey, get the fuck out of here! Take your white poop and your white butt and get the fuck out!
I mean, your story asks a lot more questions than it answers.
Well, I'd like to know more about this friendship. Not that we all didn't have, like, that's what childhood happens, and, you know, like...
And then what happened? What happened exactly? Let's go watch Transformers.
Right. We continued to jump on mattresses.
Oh, okay. Right.
But naked, or did you get re-robed? And...
I mean, at that point, I was freaked out. We got re-robed. No,
so
we stayed naked.
He was, like, 6 years old, but he was playing the race card. Like he said, he like made it racial because he wanted to see your butthole.
It's true. It's very early. It starts.
That's pretty villainous.
But don't, Dan, don't
he, he's not saying that I think my butthole's better than your butthole. He's saying I
guess he's a kid and he's using whatever he can.
Don't
use.
You think he would say I've never seen a short person's butthole?
Right. Exactly.
I've never seen a blonde person's butthole.
Consciousness of race may be present in very, very early youth, but it's not always sinister. It was I was picturing it as like he was abusing a power dynamic. Like he was like, I've never seen a black person's butthole, so now show it to me.
No,
complete me.
No, I showed it to him and he said, "You're really a lucky guy." You're a lucky fucking guy.
Also, what Brandon hasn't told you is this story takes place on a catamaran in Cancun.
I'm trying to remember.
It's a great way to look at somebody's butthole. Like you just pretend that. Oh.
We showed each other our dicks like a lot. I've said that. Me and Brian across the street when we were like that age. I don't remember what penis parties were, but I remember telling my parents about penis parties. I think it was just me and Brian from across the street. We would run into the bushes. I think we'd just pull out our junk and like our junk. What am I, a skateboarder? What am I, a Comedy Central show? our cocks, our hard 6-year-old cocks. Tungsten fucking. But the thing that sticks out of my memory is just telling, like, we would run giggling because we thought the word penis was funny and the alliteration and stuff. And then we were like, we just had a penis party. And their parents being like, well, it's the 70s. Okay.
Your parents are like, so did we, but different.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out of here. We're having a fondue pineapple fucking, we were watching the match game and fucking. Their parents were the same as they are now. They just wore like shower curtains. The 70s. Hey, do you guys think United should let little girls with leggings on? Oh, no, okay, all right. Today is the 75th anniversary of the Flashdance reference that you see in every fucking animated movie that nobody knows. What it is.
Ask him if they know what it is.
They don't. You listen to their silence. Every time there's a fucking animated movie that involves dancing, an animated character will go over to a chair and it will cut to a side view of them and they'll pull a chain and water will come down. That is a reference to a 1930s Lumiere Brothers movie called Flashdance that none of us, me included, have ever seen. And they just keep referencing it. And because the director of those movies that you're watching are my age and they grew up on references to that movie. References to it. It's Flashdance. Ha 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 ha! 75th anniversary of that reference makes no fucking sense.
Wait, what did you recently see that referenced in?
That Sing movie. There was an ad. There was a billboard with a pig. There's water coming down on the pig.
Nick Kroll's character.
And then I was sitting in the Rustic Inn today, and Shrek 9 was playing over someone's shoulder, and I saw a chipmunk was like, I love these cookies, and they all do a dance about them, and then the water came down. I don't know what Shrek it was. They probably do it in every Shrek. 75th anniversary of that bit.
Do you think the last Shrek was doing references to the first Shrek?
Could be. Don't know. Can't tell my Shreks apart.
Why was that
don't
bad?
Know.
I got groaned. Oh, God. What happened? What happened just now?
I've never seen a Shrek. I've never seen the Shreks.
Well, the first one, I'd seen. It's no Get Out, but... I watched Dead Ringers today with Jeremy Irons.
He came over?
No.
Me and Jeremy Irons... And you're like, hey,
wait,
what? No.
Why
no,
didn't
no,
you invite no, me no, over no. too? It's just you just have movie dates with Jeremy Irons.
Yeah.
So you guys, hey, fucking
no,
hang out.
Come on, let's watch it. No. When's the last time you seen it? Well, it's the premiere.
There's another thing in the Shrek thing that I saw in the bar over someone's shoulder. They were doing a walk and talk, and there was it was a mall, and they were walking past malls, medieval malls. So the joke area is obviously, okay, they're in a mall, but it's like fairy tale times. And there wasn't even three of them. There was just one that said Versarchery. Gotta work harder than that. You got 7 years to write these jokes.
Wait, was that like Versace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versarchery?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I was saying even if, and then where the table was going like, ugh, what, I mean, come on, throw it to a room. And you got years. It wasn't built into the plot. It was like you could just like that joke is the last thing you can write. And then we were like, well, okay, well, what do you do? Medieval malls. And I was like, Forever 21, and then Cody said Forever 12, which was really fun. Way too funny for a Shrek movie. Forever 12 fucking cracked me up. You go to a mall in medieval times, and it's Forever 12. It's really, really dark and funny.
Yeah.
It's funny in layers. It hits you in waves how funny that is. Forever 12.
Yeah.
It's so dark. And it's not, and then you're like, it's dark about consumerism. It's dark about our youth worship. It's dark about life expectancy. It's dark about
it's
glass
also,
ceilings.
It's also a store that is sponsored by United Airlines.
Yeah.
I thought it was like only the 12th version of Forever. But now we're already up to Forever 21, and in 10 years, they'll be Forever 31.
Uh-huh.
So that joke was funny on multiple levels, even to people who have maybe a little learning disability. Kill City.
sorry. I'm just trying to think of more medieval mall stores. What? Armorani?
Armorani. I mean, that's as good as Versace.
Yeah.
My thing was, like, I would just, you know, my bag of tricks, I'm Dan Harmon, I would have just kept Versace, done Armorarnery, and then the third one would have been like a wordplay clearinghouse, half off, like, going out of business. And it's like, work less hard, be more meta, everyone will say you're smart.
Yeah.
You're actually just less funny.
Also, you could throw in a Johnny Varvatos.
There could be Ye Old Republic instead of Banana Republic.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. Yeah, yeah.
Instead of the Gap, maybe the Gout.
The Gout. The Baby Gout.
The Baby Gout.
What about
Gout for kids?
Incredibly heavy Brookstone. Because I don't know, maybe rocks were bigger back then. Because it's in the brook, so it hasn't been Brook Boulder. Brook Boulder, and then you go home and you research erosion, and you're like, oh, it became a stone by modern times. Brook Boulder.
What about hot dog on a tree? Because they didn't have stick technology.
Yeah.
That's before axes.
Yeah, the second store is like a Home Depot, but it's under construction. Because they're like, we don't even have the shit to build the Home Depot, much less get this hot dog off a tree.
We saved this fucking movie. This movie is no Simpson signs. Those are the best signs in the business.
Which signs?
Simpsons.
Oh, Simpsons signs. Yeah. Well, that's got to be your low bar. You got to like. I mean, it's unfortunate for all of us that the Simpsons like top the game. It's like if you're gonna have people walk past signs, you better try to bring your Simpsons. It's hard. It's not easy, folks.
Jokes is hard.
Yeah.
It's the shittiest complaint ever.
Jokes is hard.
Man, these jokes is hard, man. I'm out there giving that crowd everything I got. But, some of this shit is sad.
Did you ever get I was so bad at stand-up in Milwaukee, like, I often, the guy that, when the host would come up after me, I'd often hear, come on, folks, keep it going. Comedy isn't easy. Like that, and I'd be like halfway to my seat, like, because sometimes I think I killed. Yeah. I was like, I don't know the difference yet. I'm this bad because I haven't done it more than three times, so that was the best time. Comedy isn't easy. Well, maybe he just wanted them to know that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that motherfucker's watching Community right now.
It's canceled. The show's now.
Good night.
He can't even watch it. Hulu bought the.
Okay. See, there we go.
Hulu. Oh yeah. Watch Hulu. Hulu's slogan is "You're a lucky guy." Just looking at
Hulu,
my list.
Hulu bought the last season.
Yeah, they did. So they have them all now. So if you go to Hulu, you can watch all the Communities.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, all right, so I had a breakthrough in therapy, but I didn't yet. I got instructions that I think that what I mean is I was told something in therapy that I recognize as being the most important thing to improve my life. What is that?
That's the funniest thing you've ever said. Oh, guys, he looked at his phone for a minute. Oh, I had a breakthrough in therapy. Oh, wait, no, sorry, I didn't yet. But, Comedy isn't easy.
But what I mean is I got the tools now, and I need to learn how to use them. Like, I walked out, and I was like, yeah, I got it. It's the word mirror. It's the thing that I haven't been doing. I always thought when you talk to people, like, the reason it's exhausting is because you're putting energy into them. So somebody goes like, oh, my hair is important. And then you're like, you think in your head, you go like, you're a fucking vampire. And you're... And it's like, how do I look at you without feeling your soul screaming? And But you like that's not your job. You don't have to give up your own energy. You become a mirror. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to. But I haven't done it yet. I walked out going, like, I'm gonna go try that, and then I was like, hey. Like someone was like, can I borrow a dollar? And I was like, you'd like a dollar. And then I stopped trying it because the guy was like,
"That's what you're supposed to do. Just repeat what they."
Well, you're supposed to you're supposed to reflect who they are.
Okay, like, let's try it.
But you have to put your shirt on like the other way. It has
Should
to
we
be
try
like,
it?
No, the people are interested in themselves. Everyone's they come
not
to you.
Not me.
You're very contrarian. That's great about you. You're interesting. I love it's amazing how you interrupt. I love your phone and your glasses.
Tell him he's lucky.
I saw Kate getting the mail the other day. You're a lucky guy.
Yeah.
What? She got a lot of mail.
Hey, Dan, my hair is very important to me.
Sounds like it. Tell me more about your hair.
There's got to be more to it than that.
I know,
just repeating.
She wasn't like, tell me, don't throw. I was just saying, like, it was right at the end of the session. She's like, do that thing where you're a mirror. And I was like, wait, a mirror? You mean like Four Agreements, how we're all mirrors and smoke and light? And she's like, what the fuck? No. I can't authorize you reading that Poison. I'm a fucking therapist. No, she likes it. I told her I read it. She's like, that's fine. As long as the Fifth Agreement is, you keep coming to me. I was like, no, the Fifth Agreement is that he had his son write a book. Okay. She's like, I heard you talk about that, episode 300. Okay. I was like, you listen to the show? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, I'll keep coming to you. She's like, you're not going to get better. I'm like, okay. She's never listened to the show. Where was I? Mirror. Oh, she just said be a mirror, and I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, people want to when someone puts out an emotional bid, for instance, if you're in a couple, like is somebody saying, look at that thing over there, or I did this thing today, or whatever. They're not saying necessarily. They don't have the time to say, or they're like, I have something to say, and I've thought it through. And it's the most important thing in the world, and it's so worthy of your attention, and it says so much about me, and also, it's a lot of times it's just, we're just like little, animals. We're just like touching each other verbally, of course. We're just like,
yeah.
It's so I have this problem, like small talk, like I can't, and it's like a lot of my audience has small talk problems. Whether you have ADD or Asperger's, that's really the two groups in my audience. But both have a problem with small talk because it's like kind of like, I don't know, it engages the logical part of your brain and you're like, well, what do you mean? Why are you like, I don't know what you're telling me, man. But it doesn't, it's not that simple either. It's not like we're Spock and we want people to just make sense. It's like, it's like some people say shit just because they want to talk. I don't fucking know yet. But like, I always thought it was like, we all have energy. Like, I have a bucket of energy when I wake up. You have a bucket of energy. Some people have a hole in the bottom of their bucket of energy. They're called executives. I had to riff a thing. I don't know whatever. But like, some people, you've met those people. They're just like, hey, what about me? And you're like, oh, you. And you pour some in. And because the hole's not that big, it kind of fills up a little bit. And then you're like, wait, it's Wednesday. Didn't you say, hey, what about me on Tuesday? And you slowly learn over time that they're a vampire. Like, they're going to suck all of your juice into their bucket. And there's has no bottom, yours does, but yours doesn't fill that fast because you have dignity. But it's not necessarily like that. People can just radiate things. Like, I radiate shame. I have so much shame that if everyone lets me, the fucking buckets would overflow with it. Like, no one wants to deal with my shame. Like, I
love it.
I'm just trying. It certainly fills a show out after we run out of shit. I mean, United leggings, Forever 12. That's it. I don't know why I keep looking at this. But like, I think there are people who are good at that thing that we tease therapists for when they listen and then they repeat what you said back to you. They go like, what I'm hearing is the this and that. But like, you can do that emotionally. You don't even have to really actually say the words.
Yeah.
It's just that you could perceive yourself as a mirror, and it's about them. It's not about you. It's like your job in the conversation is for them to have some time to work some shit out. And that can actually be good for them. And you're a mirror. So you're a passive role, but you're like actively like helping them.
Yeah.
It's called listening.
Or a first date.
Or a date.
It's called a first date. Because on your first date, you're like, what? Yes. More. You're chill. What? Your dad? He was a what? Underwater? Oh, man. But as we get familiar with people, we're like, God damn, underwater hurt the first time. Jesus Christ. But truthfully, you'd always be super satisfied if you stayed interested in the shit that was around you.
Yeah, because nobody... Yeah, I mean, well, if you stayed in the
being
moment.
Being a mirror is not just... Like listening, it's like saying like not like you can just reflect what they're saying back at them because that's why they're talking, right?
Like, yeah, I think it's like it's like key, like you don't have to just mockingly repeat back or make a photocopy or but like it's just listening, I guess. I had to think of it as a mirror because otherwise I was thinking of it as like an exchange, like oh I'm giving you energy, when do I get it back? I'm giving you time, when do I? Oh, that just came from Minecraft, now I can play Minecraft less time. No, I'm a mirror. No, I'm getting fucked out of Minecraft time. All right, well, but if you're a mirror, okay, it doesn't apply to time. You're still fucking me out of time. I could be playing Minecraft.
Do you feel fucked out of Minecraft time right now because we're doing a harmony?
Yeah, there's some things I'd like to try at my base. No, I don't. I'm fine here. It's fine. You know, what do we got? Another hour?
Shady
to kill,
ass
man?
Answer. It's fine. No, it's fine. How was your one-woman show?
The answer
was
yes.
It's fine.
The answer was yes.
What do you mean? No, I'm not going to... I know I'm not going to be all the way happy when I'm playing Minecraft tonight as soon as I get home. I'm not going to immediately become blissful. If I didn't have this, I'd be unhappy over time.
Maybe do you play Minecraft with Jeremy Irons?
And what is that like?
Yeah.
And do your Jeremy Irons impression while you tell us the story.
What will you do with that wood?
Who are you?
Patrick Stewart.
Can you send Jeremy Irons in?
So yes. Basically, you want a second chance.
Yes. Thank you, Patrick.
Jeremy. Yes. I'm Patrick Stewart.
I know.
That's pretty good. Go talk to Dan.
I will.
Hello, Dan.
What did you eat?
A cupcake.
It's in your throat?
Yes.
Where's John Lithgow?
I'm right here. My mouth is a circle. I do a perfect John Lithgow because I know how to make my mouth into a circle. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Dan, this is Steve Levy.
This is John Lithgow.
Sorry. Do you have Dan's phone? Can you give the phone to Dan for a second?
Dan, someone's calling you on the phone.
Hey, Dan, I've got iced tea on the line for you. Right now.
All right. Hello? Yeah. Who is this? This is Ice-T. Mr. T, don't ever. I mean, okay, Ice, I didn't want to be informal. Much more, less formal than calling me motherfucking Ice, Mr. T. All right, well, what are you doing?
I called you to listen to you play Minecraft, motherfucker.
All right, describe it to me. What's it like? Well, I'm digging into the dirt. Yeah, is every piece of dirt a cube? So you do know a little bit about Minecraft, it sounds like. I didn't say that. Shit. All I could tell you, if I play Minecraft, it's none of your business. It's personal. Well, I gotta keep playing. I have to put one hand on on the W, A, S, and D keys. And if you're playing on a Mac OS, you gotta use the trackpad. So you need two hands. So put me on with Lithgow.
It's me, John Lithgow. talking to you, Ice-T.
Yeah, John, what are we doing later?
I would like to go fishing for lamprey so I can experience visualizing a creature with a more circular mouth than me.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I'm coming to pick you up now.
Okay, cool.
Go away!
Damn. Hello?
Dan, this is your other cell phone.
This is Ice-T.
Oh, sorry. Mr. T, Walter...
No, don't fucking do it. You think it's respectful, but it's not.
Mr. T, this is important. I Walter Matthau's on the line. He really... He needs to talk to you. It's a matter of real importance.
All right, put him on.
All right.
Hey, wait, is it personal?
It's rare. No, actually, this is business.
Oh, cool. Business I can do. I got John Lithgow come and pick me up. I can do business. Yo, Walter, Matthau, what's going on? Fuck is going on over there, man? You eating a Muppet? What? Oh shit, there's an Amber Alert. My fucking phone's it's blowing up.
There's an Amber Alert.
Yo, man, you Walter Matthau, Richard Nixon of this shit. Yeah, flush that impression. Amber Alert. Be on the lookout for a Ford Taurus 97 six-cylinder Blaupunk. Damn, this is a fucking good ride. What am I? Wait, hold on.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Damn, what are you... No, wait, don't. Wait, well, okay, I tried to... All right. Yo, my name is Baby Ice-T. I'm as small as tea can be. I'm just a small cup of tea, but I'm already as icy as I can be. When you add the ice to the C and the E, you get it small as it can be. I'm not doing rhymes that are hard, I'm just rhyming Ice-T. But look at me, shrinking down. I'm a tiny iced tea, smaller than an ice cube that you could freeze. I'm gonna go out to the streets and try to enemies. Try to enemies?
I'm your enemy.
Who are you?
Giant iced tea.
This universe lacks an imagination. What it makes up for?
In conflict. Fundamental conflict.
Yo, I don't see how the conflict could be of any merit when I'm tiny Ice-T and you're giant.
Then you don't watch enough Marvel movies.
Yo, my name is Tiny Ice-T.
My name is Giant Ice-T.
We're in the place to be.
I tried to fuck your mama
with some harmony,
but I couldn't do it
when my voice switches to between the two of us.
I fucked your mama so hard, my dick's a bus.
And my dick's a flea, because I'm little tiny Ice-T.
Yo, your dick's a flea.
Why are you going to use your rap to talk about me?
Because I'm big as a tree, and I don't get away with as much as you do.
Because I'm an underdog.
Yeah.
That's my power.
All right, yeah, you don't have to rub it in.
Don't play the underdog with me just because I'm in the underdog and it gives me more Q rating than thee.
You medieval fucking nerd.
My name is Tiny Ice-T and you sound a lot like a fucking bully.
Oh, okay, alright, I'm a bully. You win.
Yeah, well, fucking truth to power.
Motherfucker, my heart is gonna stop 20 years earlier than yours. It labors to get blood up to my brain. I'm a giant iced tea. I'm gonna fucking die. Can't go to the bathroom in a normal place. You can go anywhere. You're functionally invisible. socially, everyone's on your side. I'm Giant Ice Tea. Yo, huh, I'm Giant Ice Tea, and right about now I gotta check my IV. My insulin levels are dropping down. I gotta get a... I don't know why everybody groaned. Was there a thing in the paper about the real Ice Tea having diabetes? And,
we just felt bad for you, Giant Ice Tea. We just felt bad.
What's your name?
I'm Jack and the Beanstalk real estate agent. Yeah,
okay.
I sell beanstalks.
Well,
yeah.
Do you have anything available for a lonely giant that wants to die in peace?
Oh. We call these one way up, no way down beanstalks.
No, it's Tiny
Ice Tea.
Oh.
He's not shopping with me.
Yeah, I don't want to... I'm not sure I want to hang out with Tiny Ice Tea.
Oh, I love you.
He's still paying back rent on that mouse hole I sold him.
Aw, oh, shit.
Yeah. You know who the fuck I am, Tiny Ice Tea.
That's a home office. That tiny mice hole is business.
Oh, okay. You can't seem to make Tiny Mice Hole rent money.
The fucking bubble burst, motherfucker.
Yeah, all right.
God damn, no, now that fucking Obama's America's gotta be on my shoulders?
You're always trying to be political when all I want is my money, you little motherfucker.
Oh, don't side with the split.
I won't.
That's a new term I made up. We're all... Well, fuck him, that little guy.
Let's get into some of these beanstalks.
Okay, talk to me. I got $700 in... giant money.
All right. Let me see if I can speak to one of my other agents.
Oh, shit.
Johnny Vavados.
Oh, shit.
Johnny Vavados.
Yes.
This guy busting my balls all day long. You want to buy a beanstalk?
Oh, hell no.
He says he's got 700 giant money.
Yo. Yeah. My name is Johnny Vavados.
Uh-oh.
My name is Johnny Vavados.
Tell these people who?
My name is Johnny Vavados.
Tell these people who?
Sold.
Because that is what we do?
Those Snoop cameos are getting lazier and lazier. Did he even rhyme?
In his defense, he smokes a lot of weed.
Jesus.
No, I mean, it's a buyer's market right now. So, I mean, like, what am I going to hold out for $800? I'll do $700 sold.
Sold.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take
My
it.
Name is Johnny Vavados.
My name is Johnny Vavados. Giant Ice Tea. And right about now, I'm going to move in for me. I'm going to get a place on top of the clouds. I'm going to play my music quiet and loud. And then I'm going to make a giant cake. And I'm going to eat it because it's what it takes to make me happy. I've got an eating disorder. It's called bulimia. Look it up.
My name is Johnny Vavados. Yo, do you want a few avocados? My name is Johnny Vavados. I have a few avocados.
I'd like every one you have. I'd like to put them all in a bag.
I only have like four avocados.
As long as I can eat them when no one's watching.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy my avocados.
Thank you, Johnny Vavados. I'll take this key and climb up the vine. Huh? Looks like the house is already here. That's fine.
Oh, sorry. Are you thirsty?
Yes.
My name is Johnny Vavados. Are you thirsty? Are you want something to wash those avocados down with?
Yes.
Yeah. I have two clamatos.
Did you follow me here? I was told those were one-way vines.
I want the customer to be satisfied.
But now you have to live here your entire life?
But... My name is Johnny Vavados.
Well, now we're rooming.
Yes.
Compados.
I'll be right back.
Where are you? That's my house. I'm following you. I'm going into my house.
Okay, my name is Johnny Vavados. Are you going to follow me down the street?
I'm going into my house. We're on top of a vine. My name is Giant Ice Tea, and I'm here to say, here's what's happened up until this minute. I bought a vine, I climbed it, my house is at the top of it. I'm going into my house. As I was nearing the front door, you called from behind me that you had clamatas.
Wow.
I'm holding a bag with four avocados.
That sounds like that's a great... Hey, hi.
Oh, God, who are you?
I'm a golden goose, man. I'm hanging out here, too.
Shit.
Yeah. That sounds like a great story. Then what happened? What happened then?
I'd like to...
No, I'm going to go to the market. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm going to come with you.
Okay.
I need to get some shit.
All right,
there's a market up here?
Yeah.
I was told... Oh, shit. All right.
I live upstairs. I'm so quiet. You won't even know I'm there. You probably don't even recognize me.
You live upstairs in my house? In my house?
Yeah, in your bedroom. House.
You live in my bedroom?
Yeah. Are you mirroring me? Did you just mirror me?
My name is Johnny Vavados. I give you
Johnny,
tomatoes.
Wait,
I give
don't
you
go.
Avocados. Also, you want some shoes?
Yes.
Sure.
They're called Zapatos. I'll be right back when I come up with more rhymes for my own name.
Wait, what? I gotta get my phone. I'm coming with you.
Okay.
I just gotta find my phone. God damn it.
Oh, it's right here.
I'm gonna go up to the front door of my house. And...
I left the door open. Hi, surprise!
What?
How you doing?
Happy birthday!
It's us! You thought we were outside! We're inside! Welcome to your own place!
Well,
you thought we were going to the market.
Yeah.
We're actually inside.
I feel like I got ripped off. I bought a house and it's not even my house.
No, it's your house. We were just leaving.
Yeah, we're going to leave. We're going to go to the market.
If you look in the fridge, there's like four avocados, a couple of clamatos. My name is Johnny Vavados.
But okay. The baby Diet Cokes are mine. Don't touch those. Where's my fucking phone?
Also, your dog walker left a DVD in the DVD player. If you want to check that out. It's about black people. You'll probably enjoy it.
I'm going to call the locksmith. No, I'm going to call the fucking realtor. Beep, boop, fee, five, fo, fo, five, 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 fo, five.
Beef, dogs.
Yeah, are you the guy that sold me the house on top of the vine? I'm Giant Iced Tea.
Oh, Giant Iced Tea! How's it going, man? Do you love the view?
Not good.
What's going on? I heard you celebrated a birthday.
Yeah, not my birthday. People live in my house.
Oh, you met the goose! That motherfucker can roll, man.
Your boss, I think, lives with me, too?
Oh! I forgot to mention that. Listen, have a great time. I want to let you know that beanstalk is something that really means a lot to me, so I hope you enjoy it.
It's a ripoff. You took my money. I should come down that vine and crush you.
Hey, man, it's Trump's America. We all just trying to survive, all right? Now, I used to sell mobile homes before this, and I thought you'd be happy with that beanstalk. It's nice. It's uphill. Not a lot of people up there, and that goose lays golden eggs, and they're delicious.
I guess my only goal was to come up here and die.
You might want to learn about other people, maybe talk to the people around you.
I didn't want it to be a fish out of water story where it was thrust upon me, like Northern Exposure. Or any sitcom.
We all want to be left alone until we're dying.
That's just
how life works.
All right, I'm not through with you, but goodbye.
Hey, tell that goose I said hello!
Click.
Hey, I'm back! Hey!
Yo.
Anybody leave any messages?
Fee-fi-fo-fum, I fucked your mama so hard my dick was a thumb. I'm a Giant Iced Tea, here to say I'm gonna swing on the chandelier and make you gay. By kissing you, take you to the beach like Moonlight 2. It's a sequel with me and you. Sorry, I was just rapping.
Hello. Did you just make me gay?
No, it's just... it's giant culture.
I mean, it would make everything easier.
It's still okay for giants to be homophobic. Hello?
Hello, Giant Ice Tea?
Yes.
It's your mother.
Mom.
Hello?
Mom, is this personal?
I told you to hang up the phone, Mama Flies Gloria. Are you talking to your damn son again?
Yes. Honey, not now. This is business.
I'm here to take it down.
I see Dad is still up to his old tricks.
We miss you. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like he does. Well, guess what? Here's the newsletter, Mom. I'm still giant. No one wants to hire me as a graphic designer. And it's really fucking expensive to live in Los Angeles.
Why don't you can move back home. We still have your room here if you
want.
Yeah,
great.
No, no! Turn it into a weed room.
Oh, honey, honey.
Hang the phone, number five.
Honey, don't get personal. This is business. I'm talking to our son. Look, son, I know he's not your real father, but he's the only father you've ever known.
What? What?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
You didn't know that?
No, why would I be upset about his approval if... No, I thought he was... Oh, my God, no wonder I'm a giant. Oh. Yo. My name is Giant Ice Tea, and I've been a fool. I didn't observe the size of my parents in relationship to me. Put it together. I've been fucking mamas in all my raps. Now I've fallen into a mama fuck trap. Someone fucked my mama that was regular size and then adopt me. And I was just surprised. I couldn't find my biological dad. That's my new mission. I'm leaving this house, walking along the clouds like Super Mario Brothers. I can get wherever I'm going faster because I'm walking along the clouds. I can drop down to wherever my biological father is. First, a cursory googling. Giant Ice Tea. Well, that's just... I just googled me. I'm googling the word father. Okay, why did I bother? I should order some more Soylent.
Honey, should I stay on the line or should I hang up?
Sorry, what?
Should I stay on the line or do you want your mother to hang up? This sounds personal.
Johnny? I don't know who you are, I'm sorry.
I'm your mother.
Oh. Well, you're just talking like a guy now.
I hadn't hung up yet. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, where does my biological father live?
He's next to me right now.
You said that he wasn't my father.
Oh. Your biological father.
My name is Giant Ice Tea, and that was a waste. All right, montage of me googling genealogical. Hello?
Hello. Hello. Is this Giant Ice Tea?
Yes.
This is your father, Jeremy Irons.
The famous figure that calls it ironic times? That's so stupid. I'm sorry, Dad. Wait, where are you?
I'm just kidding. This is Johnny Vavaros. Click.
He had a lot of bravado.
A lot of bravados.
All right, montage ends. I found my genealogical information. He lives at 11121 Washington.
Do you need a ride?
Jesus, yes. What are you?
Okay, come on, let's go. I've got to go. Got to do some shit over there anyway.
Do you fly?
Yeah, man. Get on me.
I'm giant.
Yeah, well.
You're tiny. You're like the size of...
Do you want to ride?
Yeah. But...
Get on me.
Okay.
You want to see my asshole? Because gold comes out of it.
Yes, and...
Okay, you gotta look real close for the gold.
Okay, all right.
Gotta look real close.
It's just brown.
No. Wait, that's first, and then the gold will come soon.
What's bread?
Do you see it? Do you see the gold yet?
Yeah, it's gross. It's just shit. I don't...
No. Wait. Here. Wait.
Oh, God.
No. Here comes the gold. First, I'm kidding.
Oh, it's so gross.
No.
22 minutes later.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, I'm serious. Hey, it's magic, you know? It's gonna happen. Just wait. Actually, you know, I've never done this before. I've never ever...
You've never laid a golden egg?
No. But okay. It could happen. Wait. If you have faith, if you believe...
I'm tired of it being my fault that everything goes wrong. It's fucking the worst. Like, everyone else is an asshole. The world was stacked against me when I was born. Fucking sucks. Like, everyone else is just stupid, has no morality.
Ting. Oh. That was it.
Oh my God, there's a tiny golden egg here.
Golden egg.
Wow.
It worked. You believed in me.
Oh.
That's all I wanted.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Let's get to my father's house.
Yeah. I don't have anything. You go without me. I'm going to watch some shit on TV.
You can't fly, can you?
No. Well, you know, I didn't think I could shit a golden egg either, to be honest, and I just did, so... Yeah, okay, I'll fly you there. All right, get on.
Amber alert. Man presenting himself as a golden goose, not really a goose.
Don't look at that. Don't look at that.
He just
stupid.
Paints his poop gold.
That's bullshit. Don't
if you
to that.
If you are currently holding what you think is a golden egg,
you're
probably holding golden poop.
No.
Ask the goose if he can fly.
No. Don't ask him. That's fake. It's fake. Come on. Just go.
Yeah! Smash! He's dead. My name is Giant Ice-T, here to say I'm gonna call an Uber in the usual way. Beep, beep, boop, boop, fee-fi-fo. Uber shows up and away I go. Driving across the clouds, the guy's playing Armenian music pretty loud. I can smell his cologne, but I'm gonna see my father won't die alone.
But I'm here with you too.
Oh shit, Tiny Ice-T.
Yo. It's fucked up, man. It's not personal, it's business.
Hello.
Giant Ice-T?
Yes.
This is your mother again. I feel like you should know something. Your father, your biological father, is Tiny Ice-T.
Listen, man, there was never going to be a good time to say it.
Stop the car. Stop the Uber. Stop it.
Are you sure you want the... I think I know better.
No, you don't. Just stop the car.
Okay, well, you're not women.
So I'll do what you want. Yeah, I wrote it up.
Where are you going, son? Please, these are clouds. You could walk forever.
Shut up. Leave me alone.
I'm walking behind you as you're marching forward. The camera's in front of you and tracking. It's one of those shots.
Stop describing it.
You act like that's something I do all the time.
No, just shut up. I hate you.
I can't say I love you.
I'm stopping.
Cause I don't know you, but I want to get to know you.
If you want to know me, here's what you gotta do.
I'm gonna fuck your mama with my left and right shoe.
That's a start.
I fuck her with a fart.
I fuck her with a long dart.
I fuck her. Dance.
We're dancing. We're dancing the same way.
The camera's zooming in on me to see the moves that I share with you.
And then I take the moves and I do them when the camera pulls back.
Cause
we're very different sizes.
I'm Giant Iced Tea.
I'm Tiny Iced Tea.
I'm Giant Iced Tea.
I'm Tiny Iced Tea.
Giant Iced Tea. Two iced teas.
In the place to be. In a cloud world. Fuck your mama so hard she turned into a girl.
Fucking epic battle of Tiny Iced Tea and Giant Iced Tea.
It was lowercase and capital T.
Right?
It was amazing.
So many T's. So good.
I mean, it went to a dark place.
It went to a dark place.
It went to a, like... Dan, you don't have the face of somebody that you felt that was
resolved. Yeah, I didn't like it. I thought it was kind of meandering. There's a lot of confusing breakdowns.
It takes a little while to get to that darkness.
I felt like,
but
you
once
know,
we got there,
but
it was
what
dark.
Really? What did we really learn? You know, what was good was that Ed 209 thing. That's what people are remembering. And they're like that was kind of like that, but it wasn't as good, right?
No, it was great.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I just wanted to know what happened to him. I mean, I guess they reunited with his father and. And what else do you do?
Closure.
Wrong song.
I mean, you have the look of like it's not completed.
I feel like what's the point? So you're back with your father. Who cares?
I think like you found out who your father is. Like, you're at the bottom of the circle right now. And now you got to find out like.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to continue. It felt like a clunky property.
Clearly, they move in together.
Yeah, but really? On a cloud, and it's just clunky. It's like, the goose lives there, and it's like, I couldn't tell what was going on.
No, you killed the goose. The goose got killed, right?
Yeah, the goose got killed.
I stomped on him because I got confused. I just wanted to move on. I was panicking. I was, like, narratively panicking.
I feel like you didn't make enough use out of those gifts you were given, those avocados and clamatos. I feel like that's an opportunity... That's like in a video game. You go, oh shit! I combine the avocados and the clamatos.
That's what we should. Yeah, no, exactly. Like just to get the taste out of my mouth, just do a standard 5 minute. Just like just do a little story. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to have music. It's not a rap. Just like tell a story from beginning to end.
Starting from where we left off, or
no,
starting
no,
a new one?
Totally different thing. Okay. Just to clear my palate. Mm-hmm. I can't because it was just like. All right.
I think you were afraid of where you were getting. I think you're worried that you were getting somewhere too emotionally raw.
Are you saying he's having like a giant flashback?
You're saying you like want to pick up now. You want to do like it's years later, and Giant Iced Tea and Tiny Iced Tea are living together. And
you pick. I'll leave it to you.
All right. Well, let's do that because then. Okay. So we'll just wrap it up. So this is like the after the credits.
You want a beat?
No, no.
No. This is after the credits.
In the news today, there's a thing with a flap on it that's going around. This is just a downbeat. There's nothing. The news is just happening because otherwise there'd be a scene with someone staring into space. That would be weird. It's not foreshadowing. I'm not talking about something important. I'm not saying there's a meteor with strange contents. I'm just saying there was a thing flapping around. The Dow Jones there, that's innocuous. In the news today... All right, doing it again. In the news today, the Dow Jones was on a... Okay, you won't mistake that for pipe. Okay.
Oh, I love the Dow Jones.
Son, can I talk to you?
Shit. Personal or business?
I have cancer.
So do I.
What if we combine them?
What kind do you have?
Why does that matter?
Because I'm not going to combine random cancers.
Fuck, are you a doctor, motherfucker?
I don't have to be a doctor to not want to mix fucking just random. What the
fuck? Motherfucker, we're doing. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
I didn't even have cancer.
Me neither, bitch!
I have cancer.
Me too.
What kind?
Testicular.
Prostate.
I don't really have cancer.
Fuck! Fuck!
Now you're gonna lose your testicles.
You piece of shit. After everything I've done, brought you into this world.
Yeah. So? Now you. So what?
You don't give a fuck if I live or die, do you?
Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's that I don't know what to do with my emotions because you didn't raise me right. So you don't tell me. You didn't tell me.
You can't even talk. Will you give me a ride to the hospital, motherfucker, to get my fucking cancery testicle cut off, motherfucker? Can you do me that?
All right.
Jesus fucking Christ, like I asked for the fucking world. I want to get one nut cut off, motherfucker.
All right. My car's dirty.
You don't think I know that? I got a McDonald bag, motherfucker.
All right, get it. Why are you saying vroom vroom?
We both are.
Vroom vroom vroom.
Welcome to the hospital.
I know you.
I drive an Uber during the day. Welcome to the hospital. I make a 5 stars.
My father has testicular cancer. He needs one of his testicles removed.
Well, I'm afraid there's no more health care.
What do you mean? We both voted for Trump.
I'm glad to be on the same page as my son. We are both hardcore laborers. We backed the president that would give us less black health care.
Well, you made a mistake. Let me guess. You didn't like because it said Obama in front of it?
Yeah, you don't have to
pigeonhole us.
Psych! That was your health care. It was called Obamacare by racists that wanted you to associate it with the black president.
Oh, fuck.
Now you have to keep your cancer testicle.
Aww.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to the news. Oh, no, you get Obama's health care still. You can lose your testicle.
Yay. I love Obama now that I found out that racism doesn't really get you anywhere.
Politically speaking, it doesn't, no, because people who gravitate towards politics are, like, typically conniving, average intelligent people. Like, they're not, they have 100 IQs. They're not, like, geniuses, or they work on Wall Street or be physicists.
Guess our country was an experiment that lasted as long as it could before collapsing.
I wouldn't go that far. Jesus Christ, this is a whole emergency room full of young people out there that would like to hear something different.
They're not listening to me get my nut removed.
Dad, I don't give a fuck what they say. Fucking love you.
Just hold on. One more snip. Now, this last one is very crucial. You have a 70% chance of survival if when I snip it, you have a bond with your son. It's a freak thing about testosterone and the paternal biological axis. Apparently, the incidence of hold on a second. Maggie, give me that thing.
Here it is, doctor. Shit.
Flip. Testicular cancer
they started to rise as the government co-opted the father-son bond and infantilized the entire American family. It made everyone go to work and raised everyone like they were children, eating Twinkies and watching TV and thinking that fame would end all their problems, when actually we're just in an Orwellian future, but because we're not wearing coveralls, it doesn't appear Orwellian. We're wearing like fucking t-shirts from shows we like. But that has resulted in a lower sperm count across the American index, and also it's also everyone's testicles are rotting away because fathers and sons don't get along with each other anymore. And it's the point is, what I researched, if you just hold your son's hand and truly love him, you may survive this testiculectomy.
Well, it's worth a shot.
All right.
Hand hold sound effect.
Smorch.
Carry on my wayward son. Love and peace with you.
Son, I got you a kite.
Thank you.
Son, I got you a bicycle. Thank you. Don't you cry no more. Snip.
Dad, no. I love the bike. Dad.
Once I got into a land of the future, I went into a cornfield and a suture. And if I say that I'm a blind man, it surely means that I can't see. I put my hat into a sock and a donut. I got into a car and I couldn't start up. I tried to drive home from the hospital, 'cause my dad just died.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you wander.
Goddamn. I just saw you crying, Giant. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You look like somebody who just lost their father in a testicular accident.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Did you get a chance to say goodbye?
I was there with him till the bitter end. Held his hand. Felt his soul slip away.
Wow. It's pretty deep. You think you'll be all right? Or do I have to sit here and mirror you when I could be playing a video game?
Get in.
All right, here we go. Carry on my
way. All right, that's an ending. Yeah. All right.
If I can do it. That was a... All right, yeah.
And maybe that wasn't an after the credits. I mean, that was the rest of the movie. If it had ended out, I'd be like, that was good. But it couldn't have gone that long. It'd be like Barry Lyndon, you know? It'd be like there'd be an intermission in the middle. You like that Barry Lyndon movie?
I haven't seen it.
Well, it drags a little bit. They had a special film made for Stanley Kubrick because
special lights.
Special, yeah.
Special
he didn't want to light it. No, it was special film too. Special film stock.
No lens.
Don't
lens.
Shake it. No, I saw it on
it's
the goddamn TiVo description or whatever you call it.
NASA.
It said film stock.
Lens. Man, y'all better get y'all Googles out. Everybody get their Googles out.
It was specifically like NASA.
I don't doubt that lenses were involved. For sure, yeah. They would be. But I also truly believe that I saw film stock, like that he had special film.
You know,
made. Yeah. Oh, that's probably, yeah. Well, tell
I
him.
Heard the crafty was different.
Right. Right. That's what he just said. You guys are obsessed with the lens. I'm not taking the lens away from you.
It wasn't the film. They had to change the camera. They had to take the light camera so that they could get the lens close enough to the film.
You guys are telling me all kinds of interesting stuff, but what happened was I was called a liar for saying film stock. I'm telling you, He had special film stock made. I'm sure it had to be like special.
I'm pretty sure it was Lentz.
God damn it, it's not a dichotomy. You can't give me film stock? Why does it have to be either or? You can't accept
Let's
a
go.
World where it might.
Let's go.
It's the, but, so you're what film stock did he shoot Barry Lyndon on? You tell me. You know the burden of proof is on me because I'm asserting that something was weird, right? That's the rule. Like, sorry, what? All right, young Tommy Chong clone. certainly not.
So does that mean different film stock?
But 15 millimeter, that sounds made up. That's what, and so I was right. Because I never said they were wrong. They're fucking millennial caught up in a, no, you're viewed, Paul Ryan. No. We can all be naked. I knew, it's not like I would see, I don't know anything about shooting stuff. So I read the description of Barry Lyndon. For me to perceive the words film stock, I wouldn't have then like supplanted it if it said lens. I would have said lens. I'm not that gone yet. I gave you your
this
lens.
Is why you need bullies. Because
this is why bullying was invented.
Yeah, because two nerds will fight indefinitely until a bully comes along. Shut up, nerd.
What's up, shorty?
Y'all nerds need to quit this shit. Help me with my homework.
It would be the worst podcast ever if we were just allowed to. But we could hang out and smoke a joint and talk about lenses all night.
I want to know, though, what was it, Heather Hooks? It's both?
Of course it's both. Of course you wouldn't change the lens and then keep the... No, I need that panorama spilt film stock. Like, but I just need to change the lens. Fuck, that's crazy.
He can't give up. He can't give up. You good. You can't give up.
Well, the film stock doesn't matter, you're saying? Wait, why would you say that, though? Why wouldn't the film stock matter? Of course the film stock matters.
You wrong, bro. I can tell by the look on your face. You wrong, because you're not committed to your dismiss.
No, he's just so into lenses.
I know he
makes lenses for NASA.
He works for NASA. But do he make the film for NASA?
He doesn't make film stock.
But nobody makes the film anymore because it was special film.
Dan.
Special film stock.
Dan, Dave Klein just handed me his phone. Kubrick was determined not to reproduce the set-bound, artificially lit look of other costume dramas from that time. After tinkering with different combinations of lenses and film stock,
boom!
The production obtained three super-fast 50mm lenses developed by Zeiss for use by NASA. So yeah, so it was...
So he experimented with film stock and it turned out to not work. So... Well, that sounded like...
They're both right.
I'm willing to say I'm wrong.
Also,
these
lenses were first developed by a website called Legs Lavish.
reading.
Okay, we should all go online and check it out.
I think probably everyone here saw maybe that clip of Ted Koppel talking to Sean Hannity. Is that his name?
I think you are bad.
But you think we're bad. You think we're bad. You think we're bad?
I do think
we're bad. Let me talk.
I ought to punch you in your young face. And he did. Ted Koppel's baller because he's the only person who stood up to that motherfucker on his show.
Yeah. The 70s are baller now. Woodward and Bernstein are out there.
He doesn't know what side to part his hair on. He doesn't give a shit.
That's right.
Because we're living in this world, that larger piece, I was just watching in the green room, there was like a larger thing that Ted Koppel did that was just about the fact that, and we're tired of hearing this, because what does it fucking mean? But it's like the fact that our relationship with facts has become... It's now subjective. We live in a world now. Who would have ever thought this would be the result of the internet? We all thought in the 90s, we thought there's going to be all kinds of trouble, but it's going to be because information is going to bleed all together. We all anticipated all kinds of trouble. Trouble like, I don't know, like kiddie porn will be easier. People will be able to get away with crime more. Then the government's going to want to clamp down and thought will be a crime. it was all predicated. There was all this unspoken assumption that like that information had some kind of inherent value, like it was like gold or something. Like the truth could be known, and that the truth was a thing that you could back the dollar with, and you could back political accountability with. But we've been slipping for a really long time into like. And this is just so ironic that as the technology of communication increases, you can actually, it turns out, the truth becomes like a boring thing that only when you aerosol mist into a poison and blow it into people's eyes a certain way does it make them do things. Like the truth, and we should have seen that coming, because when I was a kid, you'd watch the news and if the news anchor was like Nicaragua, you'd be like, boring, flip. That country's got a weird name, and like the truth is boring, and that used to include things like healthcare and all this stuff, and we're like we don't like it's only people that mash it up and go like I'm a boogeyman, or like what the like that's they're getting reactions and clicks, and it's like I don't know what my point is. I'm just shaking my cane at everything.
Did you see other people who showed up that had Pizzagate T-shirts this weekend in Washington? Because they still believe that Pizzagate is real. Even though Alex Jones has come out and said, yeah. I apologize
for riling
people up.
Because you only need to hear, it's like, it turns out, you know, whatever they told me when I was trying to make my dog not shit in the house, and I was like, and by the way, I didn't want to ever own a dog, because I thought, growing up in Milwaukee, I thought in order to own a dog, it meant you had to be mean to it, because how else could you possibly train a dog to do things that turn, and then I read books and all this stuff, and I was like, oh, you'd never have to have, never, my dog's never experienced any punishment. It's only experienced reward. And it shits outside. It does, it's a totally thing. I got off on a tangent there. I'm a great dog owner. I went to that breeder and I said, give me a great dog. Sorry. but the thing that I heard from the people that come over and go, like, I was like, God damn it, my second dog was like, you know, so he's harder to train. He's like, he's a little fucker, and I started learning about dog training. And she's like, you can't, like, people come home, they see a turd, and they think you take the dog's face and you look at the turd. That dog doesn't know what that fucking turd is. These dogs live in the moment. Like you got, and she was like, they study this shit, and there's a window of time during which a tiny little dog brain can learn. It'll experience all kinds of shit and react to it, and it'll seem like your dog's sentient. But when it, as far as really like connecting something new, like making a new thought, it has to be so much in the moment that's why trainers they associate, they go, if you want to train your dog, it's like you click the clicky thing. So the dog can piggyback. It could go, the clicky thing means I did a good thing. The clicky thing also means I get a peanut later. Whatever dogs eat, I don't know. Milk chocolate, right? Dark chocolate.
They love dark chocolate.
No,
just a
no,
funnel.
No,
if you're listening, hey, don't talk over me. It's my podcast. If you're training a dog at home, get a funnel and a barrel of dark chocolate.
No.
And this will not come back to haunt me.
Chicken bones. They love chicken.
Stop
tiny,
it.
But tiny chickens.
Yeah, tiny chicken bones.
You have to sharpen them first.
Yeah. Hone them to a razor's edge.
But for some reason, the clicky thing, it's like the dog
food.
Will go, okay, clicky thing means I'm owed a cookie. I'll get a cookie later, whatever. They associate it. My point is, okay, so we're primates. So our window's a little longer. Okay, so Ben Franklin could take all that time to discover electricity and connect it to, maybe I'll get laid if this key glows. we have a long term.
But we don't really.
We call it sentience because we can connect dots from very far away. We're like, maybe if I get this car, maybe if I blah, blah, blah. It's like we can connect things like a little so much further that we think we're superior animals. But
we can't learn piano after 40.
And are you kidding me?
It's also a mathematical fact.
Nothing turns a woman on by more than a glowing key. I fucking love that.
Ben Franklin.
You can hear
what he was doing.
Just rattling the moment you make a key.
But what that Ted Koppel thing awoke me to the fact that it was like. Awoke me. What am I? So you can't learn.
I knew what you meant.
It only takes a certain amount of time before you can encounter something and then you decide it's true and you kind of it kind of bakes into your brain, and we're all aware of the fact that facts are the kinds of things that can be like proven wrong. and all this stuff. But we, but that's different from things that we believe. Like we have like this kind of. It's just sad, really, because where were we when we learned to be like whatever we are that kind of drives everything else that we do? Because it's driving how we consume information, and then we're certain of things. I feel like what we just saw with these lens Nazis. For it, just to use it as an example, it's a thing, lens Nazis. I'm not saying you're anti-Semitic. I'm just saying if lenses were Jews.
Zeiss Heil, motherfucker, Zeiss Heil.
Or a film stock. If film stock were Jews, you'd be like, fuck the film stock. It does not matter. It's the Zeiss, the Zeiss. I work for NASA. The rocket will take us to the thing. I got, oh my God, Shanghai, my God. Anyways, what we saw was that I was a better person because I let them in. I was like, lenses for sure, right? And they were like, yeah, but fuck your film stock. Turned out I was wrong, I think, right? Didn't it turn out I was
no,
wrong?
No, we found out everybody was right. Everybody was right.
We were all right. But we're not all right when it comes to whether or not you should have a horrible dictator in charge of your country who's like murder. There's like we're all having fun with this circus because we're going like, oh, the healthcare and you look like a fool and here's the meme of you. But dude, fucking like, are we ever going to get confirmation on whether that attack like killed like 200 fucking just regular people? Like we're all he ran the whole time. He never said, oh, I think I'm going to do a little bit with this and a little bit with. He said, I'm going to fucking murder people. I'm going to fucking kill ISIS. I'm going to step it up. And we voted and voted and voted and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And now we're murdering. That was the shit that Obama did that he gets criticized for. Is like, yeah, it was part of being president. You send a drone and like an Amazon thing. And oh, there's a little half a mosque. Sorry, we got the half a mosque. Sorry for the half a mosque.
Very difficult to draw down troops and not use drones.
Yeah, and so now this dude is just like, forget that nuclear button. I mean, don't forget it. We're all going to die that way. But like in the meantime, there's a little morphine button that you just get handled. Drone, 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 da, 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 drone. It's not like he was going to put that in the drawer. And now the drone drawer?
Drone drawer was already open, though.
No, I
not
know.
Like, increased
I'm not
drone.
This is the thing. Like, I don't fucking, yeah. Like,
I know.
People are telling me. Oh, Hillary and the emails and the Obama and the Obama did this. I already knew that. You can hear my podcast goes back years. I was never like pro-Obama while Obama was president. I hate politicians. They're fucking corrupt pieces of shit. Why did they become politicians? Now we all miss this motherfucker. It's like it's a corrupt politician. Who cares? The country was working.
That's bullshit.
And there's a little bit of an admission there where you go like, I don't care. A little bit of like blood from poor people I'll never meet. And it's like, oh, it goes into my toilet paper. Oh, my butt feels so good. Like we do have to own that.
Like, okay, show Brown in your butthole.
I swear to God, if
he's
I see white
he's already seen
poop.
A white man's butthole. He doesn't need to. Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say? I derailed you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. It's not like politicians are uniformly shit. It's that we get politicians like we get artists or rock stars or singers. Some are great. Some make you dance, and they bring you together, and you fucking celebrate when you see them. And some people just sound like bullshit. You don't want to hear their songs anymore, and you want to turn them off, but you give them the right to do what they do. So I think you were talking about mirroring earlier, and this is the deal, is that if you do actually listen to people with what people are saying and you empathize, you don't rely on the news as much because you hear on the ground what's actually going on. So if you actually listen to your neighbor talk to you about what's going on in their life and you know how hard it is for them, you are mirroring. You're listening to them. But if you do that, then you turn on the news and you see that unemployment is supposedly right. Not as bad as it is, then you know that's a fucking lie. Same thing goes for when you listen to politicians. I look at politicians in a very different way because I've always been a Democrat, so I look at the Democratic Party as a totally different thing than just like a bunch of people lying. That's it.
But what are we supposed to do in Las Feliz? Like, go over to Amy Mann's house and find out she doesn't like the pothole? And like, our neighborhood's doing okay. Like,
is it? I mean, we have a ton of homeless in Los Feliz. They live in okay. The park during
I almost killed Amy Mann. She was coming down. She was coming around the corner on Avocado and Commonwealth at the speed of light on a beach cruiser. And she fucking almost drove right into my car. And she went zoom, just right past me. I was like, I almost just like killed Amy Mann.
I saw you because she was like, "You almost killed me," and you're like, "Bitch, don't tell me to hush, hush. You keep it down now. I don't care whether your voice is carrying or not."
That's a Chill Tuesday reference that only four people in this audience will get.
It's on the Flashdance soundtrack. You'll love it.
I just got kicked out of all the black sites.
What's going on in black Twitter? Can you tell me?
We're pretty quiet right now.
That's been
now.
Our show. Thank you.
We're just waiting to see what y'all do, man. We're quiet.
How do I get into black Twitter? Is it like Hogwarts? Like, do I have to like? Do I go to Twitter? And
I think
like,
you have to walk through a doorway, but you have to believe in it. Like
you have fans on black Twitter.
Well, I mean, if what you mean is that I have a handful of very, very heroic black people that enjoy my work and my podcast.
That doesn't make black people heroes.
I'm biased, but I feel like...
Seasonings are what make black people heroes.
Seven original spices.
That is the kind of down-home charm you'll only get on black Twitter. If I said that, it would be dismissive.
Last night I saved a motherfucker's life with some cayenne. I'm a hero.
All right, how do we close a show like this? What's going on?
I think we just slowly walk away.
I still haven't picked up my gun. Now I'm afraid. Do they expire? Do the guns expire? If I do they like?
Don't get a gun, man.
I already did.
Oh god,
it's waiting
damn.
At the gun store.
It's still gonna rob you.
It
takes heart. It takes heart. You don't have heart. I'm gonna be like, don't shoot me, Dad. I just want your shit, please. Don't, you dumb motherfucker. You should have shot me.
I thought I was doing a hilarious bit.
You ain't got no heart, man.
We had a meeting at Dan's house, and Dan has Batman cameras everywhere. It's like you can be in Dan's place and see like everybody walking up to the house. So I came up knowing that Dan might be armed, and I came up, hands in the air, wearing a suit, hands in the air, unbuttoned my suit, stood up, turned around, and thinking that everybody would be laughing inside watching it. Nobody was. The cameras weren't on.
Well, they're not always.
You should
on.
Have said, "Hands up, nice suit." Yeah. Hands up, nice suit.
There you go. That's
no justice, no pleats.
No justice,
no
three pleats. Piece. No justice, three piece.
Three piece. I thought he said no pleats.
I said no pleats. Okay. I said no pleats.
You said no pleats.
I don't want to tell you your job for you, but I don't know what kind of laugh you're waiting for to close the show. We're never going to recreate that.
Say something. Dan, tell us a hilarious joke. Maybe something racially charged. I don't know. Like whatever. What do you got?
Okay, a black guy and a white guy go into a bar. Together, and the bartender is behind a curtain, so you can't tell what race he is.
Sounds like a good bar.
So you just hear a voice. He just says, "What would each of you like to drink?" And the white guy says, "Why are you doing that voice?" And the bartender says, "I'm trying to disguise my voice. I don't want you to know what race I am." And the black guy's like, "He sounds to me Transylvanian." And the white guy says, "That's not a race." "Now you're onto something. What is a race?" And the white guy says, "I know what a race is, and you give me a free drink if I can prove it." And the bartender says, "Okay." And the black guy says, I know what race is, and I'll give you two. I'll have two drinks. I get two drinks if I can prove it." And they go, "All right." And the white guy takes his drink and he drinks it. And he says, "Race is an amalgamation of genetic traits coalesce into the things." And he goes on and on. And the black guy says, "Give me my two drinks," and he takes it and he says, "Race is an artificial construct," and then he takes the bar and he rips it like the Hulk out of the floor. And he throws it through the wall. And he tears down the curtain, and the bartender is a dog.
Thank you for coming to Harmontown.
Johnny Mobano!
Let's hear it for Brandon Johnson, everybody.
Johnny Mobano!
Rob Schraub.
We're going to be in Chicago next week, so fly down to Chicago. If you're in Chicago, buy tickets to Chicago.
Let's hear for Zach McKeever, Chris Borff backstage making everything cool. Kevin Day back in Chicago making all the live streaming happen. I'm Jeff Davis, the Comptroller, your mayor, Dan Harmon. Thank you so much, everybody. Drive fast. Take chances. Feral Audio.